Empower your state or local government agency with solutions from HP. The HP Blade System C-Class is an out-of-the-box infrastructure that combines three unique features into one Blade infrastructure: Insight Control Management, Thermal Logic Technology, and Virtual Connect Architecture. It only has to be wired once for easy setup and expandability, helping you allocate time, money, and resources. And its remote capabilities let you monitor your infrastructure while helping to analyze your agency's future needs.
This is Lindsay Isaacs, Managing Editor of American City and County at the Public Technology Institute's 2007 Technology Leadership Conference. I'm here with Kent Kaler, Senior Project Manager in the Division of Information and Operations for Sedgwick County, Kansas. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
Great. So what's the hottest technology project in your community right now?
Probably one of the biggest ones that I'm personally involved in is we're opening a new public safety facility, a new computer-aided dispatch system, a new 911 telephone system. And so it's we're getting to the point where everything's coming together, the building's nearly finished, and we're getting ready to start putting all the systems in and trying to coordinate all of those efforts.
Wow, that sounds huge. I'm sure there's been a number of challenges so far. What have you learned that other communities might be able to take away from that big project?
One of the biggest things to learn, especially on the computer-aided dispatch system, as we are we dispatch almost every public safety department across a county, and it's a county of 1,008 square miles, 450,000 people, that we had to get their involvement. It wasn't just a county project. We spent a great deal of time getting requirements from all these other agencies, finding out what they need, what they don't need, what they want, and then trying to meld all that together, and then also work with a vendor to make sure that all the needs are met. And it's what they said they were going to provide, they do provide. And now we're going to the point of trying to get our users trained.
And when will everything be up and running? When's the launch?
Currently the date we're looking at for go-live is July 24th. That's somewhat in a little bit of a state of flux because we're having to deal with so many different vendors trying to coordinate between Northrop Grumman with a CAD system, AT&T and Plant CML for a phone system, trying to get everybody in, get the building put together, get the data center put together. So it's been an interesting, I've got an interesting summer ahead of me.
It sounds like it. Well, besides that, what other projects are on the agenda for the county in the near future?
One of the other things we're looking at is how are we going to deal with interoperable communications. We have a very good interoperable communications within the county. But even though we are one of the largest counties in the state, we're the largest county in our Homeland Security region, we still need to make sure we can talk with all the other counties. In case we have a disaster, their folks need to be able to talk with us. And we need to be able to talk if we send people to another county. And right now we have personnel from our county out in the western part of the state of Kansas responding where a community was wiped off the map by a tornado. So how are we going to talk out there? And that's from things I'm working on, that's one of the bigger things we see coming.
So is the county working, I guess, with the other counties to set up similar systems?
Yeah, what we're trying to do is make sure we can talk using our own systems. One of the requirements for Homeland Security monies are that you go through the region. So we have to come up with plans as a region that everyone agrees to. And so that can be kind of interesting because you have counties that are primarily volunteer departments. They don't have the resources, they don't have the technical expertise, so they rely on the counties that do, to pull in a few of us that are not part of the committee but have been asked to be basically consultants. So we try to see the needs of all the different counties, all the different organizations, try to come up with solutions that will meet their needs, that are also cost effective. The Homeland Security dollars is not a bottomless pit. We want to make sure we spend and buy things, recommend that they buy things that can be used today, every day, but also be available when a catastrophic event may occur, whether it's man-made, natural, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right. Well, what have you seen or heard so far at the show that's piqued your interest?
One of the key things, especially on the public safety side, was the involvement of public health. Sometimes that's one that's kind of left out. People don't think about what role does public health play in the public safety world, but in reality, they are a huge part of it. They are the ones that do have funds available. They are the folks that are making sure we have the ability to provide medical care throughout the region, and they need to be responded. And if it's an environmental issue, there's a public health issue. Maybe if it's a large fire, it's a disaster. That's a public health issue. That's an environmental issue. So public safety, it's really a lot bigger than, you know, just the folks who have red lights and blue lights on their cars and trucks. And the other big thing is people wanting to be able to have the interoperable communications. But that doesn't just mean voice. That means trading data. That means letting people from region to region know who's wanted. Maybe not who's wanted, who's missing. And trying to come up with ways to do that in a cost-effective manner. And that's very difficult. The other emerging technology is trying to tie GIS into almost everything, because that is the basis. If we don't have good maps, there's just not much we can do. That's just the base of everything. But in some places, that's not the norm. There seem to be places where the folks do not want to work together. They don't see the importance of GIS. And that's not the case for me. So that's what we're trying to do as a council, try to get folks maybe work with GIS, the GIS forums, and maybe have joint meetings, pull folks together, see how we can benefit each other, provide benefits that works for everyone.
Great. Very interesting. Well, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for sitting down with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.